ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。さくらです。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 13. Are you getting desperate? Sounds interesting.
そうですね。
Now this is a combination of the two Japanese idiomatic phrases we'll be looking at today. Just to recap, in this series, each lesson we look at two Japanese idiomatic phrases.
はい。
And what's really interesting here is we kind of look at the logic behind the phrases. And in doing so, this really helps you understand how Japanese people think.We got an email that was quite interesting. One of our listeners actually used one of the phrases with a Japanese person.
Really?
And they didn't know the phrase.
Oh, 本当ですか?
But was with... So the listener actually taught his Japanese friends.
Oh, impressive.
They were kind of blown away. Like, where did you learn this stuff?
Yes. そうですか。Oh, かっこいいですね。
So today we're going to look at two more.
Yes.
Sakura-san, what do we have first?
絶対絶命
To have one's back against the wall. One more time, nice and slow.
絶対絶命絶対絶命
Now we're going to look at each character. Sakura-san, what's the first character?
絶
Discontinue.
体
Body.
絶
Discontinue.
命
Life.Discontinue body, discontinue life. Now, both of them indicate that one's body or life is pushed into a corner, and then one's luck has run out. So when we put them together, we have?
絶対絶命
And it means to be in a critical situation from which there seems to be no way out of danger or difficulty.
So.
Now, is this one used quite a bit?
I think so. I often hear it on TV, not so much maybe in our daily life. I hope not.
Okay, let's take a look at the usage. Now, it's often used as a pre-nominal modifier. So, pre-nominal modifier. Basically, it comes before a noun. And in between the noun and the phrase, there's the possessive particle
の.
So, it would look something like this.
絶対絶命の.
Something, something.And nouns such as danger or to be in a pinch, are quite often used with this expression.
Yes.
So, for example, we have...
絶対絶命の危機
A desperate situation. It's also used with a katakana word.
Pinch,
to be in a pinch. And this is actually an interesting word, kind of a bit off the topic, but used by itself to mean that someone's in a bind.
そう、そうですね。
Sakura-san, お願いします。
ピンチだ。
I'm in a pinch. I'm in a bind. Now, it's also used another way, following the topic marking particle wa, or if someone's driven into a corner, you can say,
絶対絶命だ
For example,
夏子さんは絶対絶命だ
So, 夏子さん's in a very tough situation.
Yes.
Let's take a look at some sample sentences that I think will make this phrase easier to understand. Sakura-san, お願いします。
山で道に迷った。もう水も食べ物もない。これは絶対絶命の危機だ。
I'm lost in the mountains, and I have no more water or food. It's a desperate situation. How about another one?
ピッチャーが怪我をしてしまった。僕たちは絶対絶命だ。
Our pitcher got injured. We had our backs are against the wall. And one more.
彼女に嘘がバレてしまったよ。もう絶対絶命だ。
Don't know about this one. My girlfriend figured out I lied.I'm in a real bind now.
まずいですね。Not good.
Not good at all. Okay, let's take a look at the second phrase.
前代未聞
Without precedent. Unprecedented. The unheard of. I like this one. One more time, nice and slow.
前代未聞前代未聞
Now let's take a look at each of the four characters. Sakura-san, the first character, please.
前
Before.
代
Generation.
み
Not yet.
門
Here. So let's take a look at the two character kanji compounds inside of the four character kanji compound. So what is the first one?
Zendai.
This means the last generation or the past. Second one?
Mimon.
This means to have not been heard of before. So, something that hasn't been heard of before by a previous generation. So when we put them together, we have
前代未聞.
And it means something so rare or too rare that it hasn't been heard of before by the previous generation. Logically, it makes sense.
Yes.
Unprecedented. No one's heard of it.
So.
Now, how about usage?
It's often used in the same way as the previous one.
So a pre-nominal modifier basically comes before the noun.
Yes.
And we also find the particle no.
前代未聞の.
For example,
前代未聞の事件.
Unprecedented affairs. So when something unprecedented happens, you can say
something something wa 前代未聞だ. Japanese Pod 101 wa 前代未聞ですね.
JapanesePod101.com is unprecedented.
Hi.
いいですね. I like that one. How about some more sample sentences?
この映画は前代未聞の大ヒット作品だ.
This movie is an unprecedented hit. How about another one?
総理大臣が1日で辞任した. これは前代未聞だ.
The Prime Minister resigned after one day in office. It's unprecedented. Not really in Japan.
そうですね.
1週間ぐらいは平均ですね.
それはないです.
It's about 1 week average. No,
not that short.
And of course, this was recorded in early September, and the former prime minister just quit.
Yes, just a few days ago, ne?
I remember seeing something that had Fidel Castro.
Mm.
He was in power since like right after the 1950s all the way up until recently, and they compared that with Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like 40 or 30 people.
Yes.
Change is good.
Mm.
Okay, and one more example.
主役の俳優が途中で交代するとは前代未聞だ.
It's totally without precedent for the actor playing the lead role to be replaced midway through the performance. たまにありますね.
たまにね.
たまに.
たまにありますね.
Okay, Sakura-san.
はい.
Which do you like?
前代未聞ですね. 絶対絶命はちょっと.
私もです. And what's the frequency of these, if you had to give some insight?
そうですね. 前代未聞 is often used in advertisements, like movie advertisements. We hear a lot of 前代未聞. 絶対絶命 is also often used on TV.
So unprecedented is a really nice marketing phrase. I'm going to have to remember that one. Okay, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, we have the kanji. It's very important to see the kanji. Because
yes, I think so.
It's, again, it's very logical. So stop by and check that out. That's going to do it for today.
またね!